We've been buried as well, and he was raised to new life, and we have been raised to new life. You are in Adam, or you are in Christ. And Paul uses this baptism, this picture of baptism to describe this, which is death. That you died with Christ, then you are buried, and the waters of God's wrath flood over you, and then you are raised to new life. That is, the waters of God's wrath have no effect upon you because you are in Christ. Just as death had no effect on Christ, those who are in Christ will also live. So, his death is our death, his burial is our burial, his resurrection is our resurrection. We are in Christ. We are now joined with him, and we receive the benefits of that union. In baptism, we portray outwardly what Christ did for us when he called us into his family. The new covenant blessings, we are new creations. Our sins have been forgiven. The abiding presence of the Spirit, who is the seal of that union, secures us for the day of redemption. That is now yours. You are in Adam, or you are in Christ. And if you are in Christ, if you've been joined a union with him, basically baptism is portraying